and welcome to the Naked Truth Podcast, the next evolution of the long-running YouTube series of the same name, the show that discusses life and all manner of topics in an incredibly vulnerable state. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we're going to talk about boobs, the YouTube video that got millions of views and to this date, the highest viewed video on my channel. Yay for search engine optimization and all the folks online searching for naked boobs and finding a vlog about not judging others based on their appearance and what it's actually like to live day to day with a curvier figure. All right, without any further ado or introduction, the original Naked Truth on Boobs. Okay, so this week we're doing a Naked Truth that I thought about doing a video on way before I started the Naked Truth series. And this is a Naked Truth on boobers. Tatties, bazongas, mammary gland, whatever you want to call them, the tatas. And I wanted to make a video on these for many, many reasons. But I started it off this week. A, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so love the boobies. And B, Curly Fries wrote into me and said, can you do a vlog about being a busty girl and how to be confident with yourself? It doesn't have to be a Naked Truth, but I would love to know your tricks because I'm having a hard time being confident with myself. Thanks. Yeah, no problem. I got you, Curly Fries. So things that I want to say about boobs. For the record, my boobs specifically, no, they're not fake. No, I don't wear tight shirts or like push my elbows back together behind me when I'm doing SourceFed videos so that I'm sticking out my boobs for the audience. No, having big boobs does not necessarily mean that you're promiscuous in your behavior either. So just to clear those things out right out of the gate, I would say to you, Curly Fries, to be more confident with them, I was a very late bloomer. So all through my childhood, ironically enough, I got made fun of for being flat-chested, and I always saw people like Jessica Rabbit and was like, oh, I really want to look like that grown woman form. And remember, the adult women who don't, are not very ample upstairs are trying to do things to make them look bigger. So remember that when you're feeling bad about your own. And then it was a kind of funny joke on me when I did get very large ones. this is so embarrassing for me. It was a kind of funny joke on me that then it's like, oh, you don't think about it, but all these bad things come with them too. And it's not saying that having a large chest is bad. I know some people that have a large chest feel that way, but I wouldn't trade mine in. I've had acting managers tell me, you're not going to get cast with the chest size you have because from here up, you look like Disney Channel, and from here down, you look like you should be on Spike. So certainly, boobs have not helped me in my career because you want to be like an average size. I think everybody wants to be an average size, which is why small people want them bigger and bigger people want them smaller. You may have back pain. I'm very fortunate in that I don't suffer from that yet. At least maybe that's something I'll deal with later in life. You can't wear practically anything that's in style. Good luck trying to keep up with the fashion train because it's just not going to happen. For busty girls, that is. You know, you see those really sexy open back dresses that girls wear on the red carpet? No, no, they're not for you. How about those really sexy, like, summer shirts that are just so flouncy and, you know, like, see-through in certain spots or show the back or the side or... Nope. Those aren't for you either. The things that I find that I do feel confident in, you'll see me in a lot of like 1950s, 1960s kind of wear because they're fitted through that area without showing a lot. They're still a very classy look. So I'd recommend to you, Curly Fries, to wear some clothes that are a bit more fitted up top, but not necessarily skin tight or revealing, but just have some shape to them. If you wear something really baggy, at least for me, when I wear something really baggy, it makes me feel like, oh, this could be maternity wear. No one would know. Also, when you take pictures as a busty lady, if you're cut off here, like pretty much where my frame is now, but a little lower, it makes you look like you're just going to keep going and going and going. And it makes you look like a much larger person, even if you're not, just because of how you're framed. So that's something to keep in mind, too. Which I want to swing back around now to Jessica Rabbit being my hero before I had them, because I was like, oh, I want them. And then after I got them, and I realized that all of a sudden everyone thinks that I'm some kind of attention whore or like, you know, sticking my chest out all the time or whatever they want to be judgy McJudgy pants about. Then I really latched on to I'm not bad, I'm just drawn that way. And I think a lot of people judge people based on a certain physical attribute or all physical attributes or whatever. I mean, we know this. We've talked about this before, that people judge people based on physical appearance and that it's totally crappy. But yeah, so just try to think about the fact that, people are made in all different shapes and sizes, and that's what makes the world go round. And this is who you are, and be confident with it. Just, look at yourself and find ways that you can feel like, you know what? I look awesome today. So my question for you guys is, how do you feel more confident in who you are? For whatever reason that may be. Obviously, if you're a guy, it's not going to be, oh, I feel really good about my moobs when I'm wearing this kind of shirt. But whatever it is, I'm sorry guys, I'm extra silly today. Whatever it is that makes you feel confident about you, share that with the rest of the Naked Army. Continue suggesting more vlog topics. And since it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, if you want to show your love for the Tatas, you can do that at nationalbreastcancer.org. And also, viewer William Davidson has his own GoFundMe project, so I figured I'd toss to that too. The link is in the description down below. So thank you guys so much for tuning in this week, and I will see you next week on The Naked Truth. I love that I started this vlog off clearing up some misconceptions right out of the gate. obviously, that was kind of the thing that inspired this vlog, really. Like, yes, there was a question to kick it off, but really it was a lot of me being very frustrated at comments assuming things about me because of my figure. So, you would not believe the assumptions that people make about curvier women, and it was never more apparent than when I started working on creating videos online. Things assuming that I, was constantly sticking my chest out, which, by the way, that would not be comfortable. How could you possibly move or even, like, I don't know, deliver lines if you were constantly sticking them out? And also, why would one do that, really? Assuming that there's certain things about my behavior because of my figure, that was a really big one. Or, it's the age-old adage of, because of the way this person looks, they are asking for it. It was kind of that thing all the time to kind of justify behavior that maybe was not so respectful in chat. But anyway, this is why I love Jessica Rabbit so much, because she's not bad. She's just drawn that way. And I do love that message. Jessica is still in the background of all my videos all these years later, and I hope that her message resonates with people. But really, my message for this vlog is that there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a busty figure or a super curvy figure. People are built differently, and that's not only okay, different is awesome, as one of the children's books that I read to Logan on the regular, written by a community member, actually. Different is awesome, and that's what makes the world go round, so it's okay that we're all different, and all of these different figures are okay. So I guess the update now, years and years later, my boobs are different now. I got pregnant, and I kind of talked about some of those changes in the pregnancy Naked Truth vlog that lives on YouTube and will someday happen again in podcast form. But those changes went away when I was no longer pregnant. And I breastfed my son. Sorry if this is TMI, but welcome to the Naked Truth. And there were definitely changes there too, but those changes did not go away. So I'm still honestly trying to figure out style and what looks best on my body now that my body is shaped a little different from those changes primarily. I have a weird time with swimsuits right now. And a lot of that's because I haven't really felt comfortable going into stores and trying things on because of all the things happening in the world in the last 2 years, or a year and some change, if you will. And right after I became a mom, I was so concerned with trying to figure out how to take care of this tiny human who literally depended on me for survival, that I didn't really think much about myself. So I have had a little bit of a time since then, but I still really like that more form-fitted look of the 50s and 60s, and I'd like to think that I'm figuring it out. There is still no way for me to wear more flowy or, more revealing, like those cool backless or strapless summer shirts. That's never really going to be my jam. Unless it's corseted, that's the only way I can do it. And I still love corsets. In fact, I love corsets even more now, I think, than I did back then, which is tough to say, but I legitimately do. I think they're very comfortable and they give me the support I need to feel very confident, which is nice. So, what do I do to feel confident in my appearance now? This was the question that I posed originally to the Naked Truth community. And so I will ask myself, past Trisha is asking future Trisha, what do you do to feel confident in your appearance? Like I said, it's definitely been harder for me to find clothes that fit without going into stores and trying stuff on. I've never been one of those lucky folks who can go into an online store and just buy a certain size and know, like, I am a perfect size 5 or whatever, and know that it'll fit. That is super not my experience, and it makes it really hard when I'm on shoots and they have a wardrobe department that's like, hey, what are your sizes? We're ordering some clothes for you. And it always gives me, honestly, it fills me with a little bit of anxiety every single time, because I just know if I say, you know, well, in certain things I'm this size, but in other things I'm this size, and it has to have enough room for my curvy figure. But if it has too much room for my curvy figure, then it makes me, you know, it looks really unflattering, and, you know, it's very tricky. But things that I do right now to feel confident in my appearance, sometimes I'll get dressed up for no reason at all. Most of this pandemic home quarantine life, I've been no shoes and PJs. So I think having the opposite of that, where I just dress up, and I honestly do love high heels as well, and I very rarely wear them. So when I do, that makes me feel fancy. So sometimes I'll just get dressed up for no reason and put on high heels and a nice outfit just to be in my house. And that's okay, but it makes me feel nice. Also, getting a new haircut or new hair color. By the time that this Naked Truth vlog goes up, I will have just gotten some fun colors put back in my hair. And they will be just in, like, the underneath part of my hair. So it's just like a little fun and excitement. But that always makes me feel like there's something new to be excited about when it comes to my appearance. And I haven't done that since pre-pandemic, but I finally found a salon that I feel safe with. It's a private salon, so it's not like I'm, you know, crammed in a small room with 20 other people for hours at a time, which is what was making me a little nervous. But yes, I will finally have had some new color and a new look to my hair, which is exciting. And I've always found that clothes that are a little bit more unique make me feel happier. So if you ever see me, you know, in like a Zelda-inspired corset dress or something like that, that is something that I feel like stands out a little bit. And to me, that makes me feel more confident in my appearance. I know that trick wouldn't work for everybody. Some people might feel more self-conscious in something that's a little more unique like that. But to me, it makes me feel fancy and special, and it makes me feel confident. All right, we did have one call-in message from Steven who asked what it's like when my boobs as a topic of conversation are brought up. And cited a couple times in kind of like source fed history when it would be like a table talk, which is a show we did where we all sat around a table and just chatted, where it would be a topic of conversation that had to do, it would just come up as a topic of conversation. Very strange. And the answer to that is it completely depends on my familiarity with who I'm talking to at that moment. If it's people I don't know well talking about a part of my body right in front of me, that's obviously super awkward and uncomfortable. And I would think, you know, whatever part of your appearance people were talking about would be a little awkward and uncomfortable to have other people talk about your appearance around you, especially if you didn't know them. I mean, think of, like, just let's say, for example, it's not about your boobs. Let's say it's about your weight or something like that. So if it was like, you know, if they pulled a topic to converse about out of the bowl and it was Trisha's weight, or, you know, substitute that with your own, that would be awkward if it wasn't people you were super familiar with. But I mean, that being said, if it's people I am super comfortable with and in a certain context, I certainly don't mind talking about it. Hence,
doing the Naked Truth on boobs, you know, all that time ago. Like, I'm happy to talk about it if I think it can be helpful to someone. But yeah, it depends certainly on the context and certainly on the familiarity of the people that I'm talking to. So yes, Stephen, thank you so much for sending in that audio message. And really thank you to everyone who sent in audio messages to be a part of the podcast. And if you, listener, anyone who's listening right now, want to do that moving forward, you can do so on anchor.fm/Trisha-Hirschberger. That is the website that I use to produce this podcast and publish this podcast. And they have a really neat feature where you can use your phone and just record like a little 60-second audio message that gets sent to me. And then hopefully I am able to incorporate that into a future episode of The Naked Truth. So the next couple episodes will be on death, taking it to a serious note there. And we will have a special guest, although I won't spoil who that is. And the idea of bad boys versus nice guys. So feel free to send in any questions or comments on those topics, and you just may hear yourself on a future episode. All right. Huge thank you to the official anchor supporters of The Naked Truth, and to all those who are listening to this and sharing this with friends, you are the absolute best. So final thoughts for today. This was a little more uncomfortable topic for me to talk about many years ago, and it still definitely is now. But the reason that I want to talk about vulnerable and kind of uncomfortable or sensitive topics on this series, and the reason I always have, is because these are very real life things that people struggle with. And by providing insight into someone who is maybe different than yourself, or providing insight from someone else who might be going through something similar to what you are, I only think that can be helpful and cause to bring us all together in a little bit more of a connected way. This has been The Naked Truth. Thanks for listening.